This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How preparation beats natural temperament when it comes to emotional control in conflict. Why what you rehearse before conflict matters more than who you are. In short, emotional control in conflict is not a gift some people were born with. It is the product of deliberate preparation. The calmest people in difficult conversations are not the most naturally even-tempered. They are the most thoroughly prepared. Temperament sets your default reaction, but preparation overrides that default under pressure. Without a rehearsed plan, even self-aware people revert to reactive behavior when conflict heats up. The work that determines your composure happens before the conversation, not during it. Definition: emotional control in conflict is the practiced ability to remain composed and purposeful when a disagreement triggers a strong stress response. It is not suppression of feeling but deliberate management of reaction, built through preparation rather than personality. Why we misread who stays calm in a fight. There is a person you know, maybe a colleague, maybe a manager you once had. When disagreements turn sharp, they stay level. Their voice does not rise. They do not shut down or lash out. They listen, respond with precision, and somehow keep the whole thing from spiraling. Most of us look at that person and draw the same wrong conclusion. We think they are just built that way. They have the right temperament, some gift of nerves or character that I simply do not have. I believed this for years. Then I watched the same steady people fall apart in conversations they had not prepared for. The calm was not coming from inside their character. It was coming from inside their preparation. Here is the truth of it. Emotional control in conflict is not a personality trait. It is a practiced skill. And the person who appears effortlessly composed has usually done substantial work before the conversation ever started. The mechanism that preparation actually overrides. To understand why preparation beats temperament, you need to understand what actually happens in your body and mind when conflict ignites. When a conversation turns hostile, or when someone says something that threatens your sense of fairness or safety, your nervous system reads it as danger. It does not distinguish between a lion in a field and a colleague questioning your competence in a meeting. The same stress response fires. Your heart rate climbs. Cortisol floods your system. The part of your brain responsible for clear language, nuanced thinking, and considered response gets partially sidelined. What you are left with is the instinct to fight, flee, or freeze. This is what is commonly called the amygdala hijack, and its effects on your ability to communicate clearly are significant. It does not wait for your permission. It fires faster than conscious thought can catch it. Here is where temperament comes in, and where its limits become clear. A naturally calm person has a slightly higher threshold before the response triggers. That is a genuine advantage, but it is a thin one. Push far enough into conflict, raise the stakes high enough, and temperament buckles like anyone else. I have watched the most apparently placid people I know completely lose their footing in a heated conversation because nothing had prepared them for the specific challenge in front of them. What preparation does is different. It does not raise your threshold in some vague way. It preloads a specific response. When you have rehearsed what you will say when the other person raises their voice, or when they question your motives, or when the conversation goes somewhere you feared it would, your brain has a path to follow that bypasses the panic. The rehearsed response is already there, waiting. You do not have to construct calm under fire. You simply access what you already built. This is why I cover the gap between knowing and doing so directly and Say It Right Every Time. Insight alone does not protect you in a conflict. A rehearsed plan does. What this looks like when conflict actually arrives. Let me give you two versions of the same scenario. A team lead is about to give difficult feedback to a colleague who tends to respond defensively. In the first version, she has thought about it briefly, trusts her communication skills, and believes she can handle whatever comes up. The conversation starts well. Then the colleague pushes back hard, implies she is targeting him personally, and raises his voice. Her heart rate spikes. She feels the heat of it. She either retreats into softness to calm things down, or she sharpens her tone to match his. Neither serves the goal. The conversation ends poorly, and she replays it for 3 days. In the second version, she has prepared. She identified beforehand that defensiveness was likely. She decided in advance that if he raised his voice, she would lower hers deliberately and return to the specific behavior she observed, not the argument about motives. She wrote down the 2 or 3 phrases she would use. When the pushback came, She had somewhere to go. The calm was not her temperament. It was her preparation meeting the moment. Understanding how the amygdala hijacks sabotages feedback conversations is the first step. Building a preloaded plan before you walk in is the second. The same principle applies in team settings. De-escalating team conflict without destroying the relationship depends far more on what the mediator prepared before and than on how naturally steady they happen to be. Why temperament gets so much of the credit? If preparation does the real work, why do we keep giving credit to temperament? Because preparation is invisible. You never see the rehearsal. You only see the composed performance. Watch someone stay calm in a brutal conversation and you observe the outcome, not the hours of thinking that preceded it. Watch someone lose control and you observe that too, and you attribute it to character. He is hot-headed. She cannot handle criticism. What you are actually seeing is the difference between someone who prepared and someone who did not. There is another reason. Many people confuse emotional suppression with emotional control. They assume that controlling your emotions means not feeling them, so those who appear controlled must simply feel less. This is not true. The prepared person feels every bit as much. They are simply working from a plan that tells them what to do with those feelings in the next 60 seconds. Emotional intelligence in feedback conversations is not about becoming cold or detached. It is about having enough structure to stay functional while feeling the full weight of the exchange. The same principle holds for any conflict. Feeling and falling apart are different things. Preparation is what creates the distance between them. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. The three things you need to prepare before conflict. There is a practical shape to effective preparation. It is not complicated, but it requires honesty. Know your triggers before you walk in. Think about what the other person is likely to say or do that would most destabilize you. A specific accusation, a certain tone, a particular phrase they use when they feel cornered. Name it clearly. The trigger loses half its power the moment you have named it in advance. Decide your goal and separate it from your grievance. Most people enter conflict with a grievance, not a goal. A grievance is about what happened. A goal is about what you need to be different after this conversation. These are not the same thing. Preparation means knowing your goal well enough that you can return to it when the grievance starts pulling you sideways. Rehearse the specific moments most likely to break your composure. Do not rehearse the whole conversation. Rehearse the hard moments, the point where they deny responsibility, the point where they shift blame. Say out loud, alone, what you will say in that moment. Hear your own voice staying level. This sounds simple. It is also the step almost nobody takes. The role of emotional intelligence in team settings rests on exactly this kind of pre-work. Composure is not summoned in the moment. It is built before the moment arrives. These three steps are part of a broader preparation system I lay out in Say It Right Every Time, including the Strong Method, a six-step pre-conversation ritual designed specifically to replace anxiety with readiness. How psychological safety changes the equation. One thing worth understanding, even the best personal preparation has limits when the environment itself is unsafe. If the person you're in conflict with has reason to believe that honesty will be punished, or that the outcome is already decided, no amount of preparation will create genuine resolution. Psychological safety is the ground condition that makes emotional control worth practicing. When people feel safe to speak without catastrophic consequence, the stakes of conflict lower. That low baseline makes it easier to stay composed. The two things build on each other. Honest communication, sustained by psychological safety, does not eliminate conflict. It makes conflict navigable. And a navigable conflict is one where preparation has room to do its work. The truth about who controls their emotions under pressure. After 6 decades of difficult conversations, across workplaces, families, and every kind of relationship in between, I have come to this conclusion: the people who handle conflict with consistent grace are not the ones with the best temperament. They're the ones who take preparation seriously. Temperament is the weather you were born into. Preparation is the shelter you build. You cannot control one. You have complete control over the other. Emotional control in conflict is not something you discover about yourself in the moment. It is something you construct before the moment. Start there. and you will be surprised how little your temperament has to say about it. Frequently asked questions. What is emotional control in conflict? Emotional control in conflict is the ability to stay composed and clear-headed when a disagreement triggers a strong stress response. It is not about suppressing feelings, but about managing your reaction so you can engage productively rather than defensively or impulsively. Can you learn emotional control in conflict, or is it natural temperament? You can absolutely learn it. Temperament shapes your default reactions, but preparation overrides those defaults under pressure. People who seem naturally calm in conflict have usually rehearsed their responses so often that composure has become habitual, not effortless. Why do I lose emotional control during conflict even when I know better? Knowing better and performing better under pressure are entirely different. When conflict triggers your stress response, your brain shifts away from rational thinking. Without a rehearsed plan to fall back on, even intelligent, self-aware people revert to reactive behavior in the heat of the moment. What is the best way to prepare for emotional control before a difficult conversation? Identify your specific triggers before the conversation. Write down the exact phrases or behaviors that tend to destabilize you, and rehearse a calm response to each. Decide in advance what your goal is and what you will do if your emotions begin to rise during the exchange. How does the amygdala hijack affect emotional control in conflict? During conflict, the brain's threat response can fire before conscious thought engages. This hijack floods your body with stress hormones and narrows your thinking to fight or flight. Preparation gives you a preloaded response that bypasses this reaction and keeps you functional. How long does it take to build emotional control in conflict? With consistent practice, most people notice meaningful improvement within a few weeks. The key is deliberate rehearsal before real conversations, not reflection after them. You cannot build composure under fire by hoping it arrives. You build it by preparing until the calm response becomes automatic. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.